Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome to everyone. I'm going to move along very quickly because I'm thrilled to have on Eric Bolling. He's the author of the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA, and Publishers Weekly bestseller, Wake Up America. Eric was a guest on this show for that. He's currently the host of the new hit Fox Channel show and Fox News specialist. His successful career, not only in baseball, but also in mercantile exchange trade for many years. He's here to join us with his new book, The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism, and How Trump Can Drain It, and it's published by St. Martin's Press. Eric, it's great to have you back.
Hey, Stu, great to be back with you. It's an honor to spend some time with you again.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your book. I immediately saw it after Trump read it from 387 to 2 on the best-selling list for Amazon.
Right up to number two. I gave him a copy. He tweeted about the book after one of my appearances on Fox and Friends, and it jumped right up to number two on Amazon. And for the record, the New York Times just called us and said it is a brand new. It's going to debut a week on the New York Times bestseller list at number four.
All right, I'm three quarters of the way through it, which is a miracle considering I do 25 of these a week and I can't read books, but I've read a lot of yours. Let me begin by playing devil's advocate in a very small way here, and I don't mean this literally, and I don't mean this specifically. I get the message of what you're saying. You talk about the swamp and how Trump can drain it. A friend of mine a couple of years ago said to me, Stu, what's the biggest problem in the world? And I hesitated for 2 seconds. I said, gee, I think I have to say terrorism. He says, no, you're wrong. It's corruption. Corruption is the problem. It is... Some problems are just unsolvable, like the Palestinians and the Israeli conflict. And how can you possibly clean the swamp when I believe, and we all know it's true, that man is both a combination, and I don't mean to be dramatic here, of good and evil. You're never going to drain the swamp.
Well, okay, so this all started, the book started, I've been a big, big Trump advocate since day one. I've known him a long time.
So have I. I
knew he was going to win right from the get-go. I took a lot of heat. Got a bunch of on-air fights with some of my co-hosts here at Fox who just could not believe that he was going to win. Anyway, make a long story short, I kept hearing the drain the swamp chant from his events, so I started doing a little research on what that really was going to entail if and when he got to D.C., and I was just blown away, Stu, how many stories of crime, corruption, cronyism that were going back and forth in the D.C. swamp. So I started going further back in time earlier and earlier, and it turns out that the swamp started to fill right from the very get-go of the founding of the Republic. So many ideas, so many stories, sex in the swamp, stealing, buying votes, selling votes, buying land, changing votes. The book is like a crazy novel. It just reads so well. And at the end, and this is, I think, why Trump probably tweeted about it, he and I talk a lot. And I talk about some of the things the recommendations that I have made to him and some of the responses he's given back to me as to how to fix what's going on in D.C. And I think it's a really timely timely book. Let me just give you one quick thing. I wanted to put a really cool picture on the front of the book because the swamp, I wanted you to feel what
you're a good-looking guy, Eric.
Well, it's not that. It was that I found, while Googling the swamp in D.C., I found a picture of the U.S. Capitol building that was being built in 1860 from the National Archives. The picture was sitting. And it was 1860, and the dome of the Capitol wasn't even put on top yet. But here's the kicker. D.C., the Capitol was built on a swamp, a literal swamp. And you can see in the picture in the book, and a couple of pictures in the book, that show the swamp that D.C. was built on, literally, but they had to drain that literal swamp, but they never drained the metaphorical swamp, and the place got worse and worse and worse.
Well, and this goes back, and I certainly think of, and I'd like you to perhaps briefly cite the differences in today's political scene, which is, it's amazing, the schism, the hostility, the separation. It certainly doesn't meet up with Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel, but how much worse is it now than it was when it started, in your chronological assessment of it?
Well, I think it started with things like fights on the House floor and the Senate, in the chamber. Then there was Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, who got into a literal duel, a gun duel. And it was things like that. So it was a lot of anger and, you know, I'd say decorum issues earlier on. You know, there was a story of, I won't give it all away, but a president who was sleeping with his slaves and ended up fathering several children to his slaves, to a lover that he had who was one of his slaves. I mean, there's stories like that early. But later on, more modern times, it turned into real, real money. It was big, big money going from lobbyist hands, special interest groups, into the lobbyists lining the pockets and greasing the palms of politicians for votes on rules, regulations, drug patents, and things like that. So I think it went from decorum into serious money issues. And as the money got bigger, the crimes got bigger.
Yeah, I think what we're doing right now and what we see, not only does it go back, but we're looking at problems that are difficult to comprehend because we're dealing with progressives. I don't refer to them as liberals. I don't refer to myself as a Republican anymore. All you have to do, I mean, here's a perfect example in the past day. Bill de Blasio rushing to the G20 when he's got urgent business back here. I just wish he'd go back to Neptune where he belongs. And Trump, I mean, here's a simple analysis of it, really simple. Trump is a braggadocio. He can be obnoxious. They all lie. You know, I mean, you can't even compare what Trump has done. Just throw me one crime. And people are screaming and ranting and raving because they're less patriotic than they are interested in their own careers and their own constituency to get them reelected. And yet, I keep saying to people, listen, stop talking. Who would you rather have, Trump or someone who should be, I believe, executed? And that applies to both Obama and Hillary. They can't understand the logic of this.
Right, right. It's insane. De Blasio, you're being nice. Neptune is an upgrade. I think he crawled right. Forget it. He's a swamp dweller, dwells in the swamp. But I think he came through the swamp via hell, and he deserves to go back to where he came from. I'm appalled that we lost an officer, a young woman with three kids who shot, who was assassinated, shot in the face. She's lying, in a funeral home somewhere. And New York City police officers, brand new officers, are being sworn in. And de Blasio decides to get on a plane and go join the anarchists in Germany to protest Trump. I mean, it's really appalling. He doesn't represent
the city.
It's almost
like a mental disorder, honestly, that is pervasive amongst the progressives. I stay out of conversations except on debates on radio. We only got a couple of minutes, unfortunately. You promised you're going to come back. Why don't you give us a summation, because I want to get this in. It's the substance of the book, why people should buy the book, basically what you're saying Trump should do to resolve these problems.
Right. So the book, the first part of the book goes through the history of D.C., and it's just amazing. You always have that on your bookshelf and go back when you have any liberal or progressive friends. Actually, it's nonpartisan because I highlight a lot of the Republicans who have done the same things. It's just when you have a discussion about what goes on in D.C., it's good to have. In the last four chapters of the book, we zero in on what we need to do as a country to get Trump needs to drain the swamp and how it'll affect the country. I really love, I mean, this may be not what people want to hear, but one of the things I just on the surface level, I just want him to continue to tweet because I want to see the most powerful man on the planet. I want to see what he's thinking every morning. But I also, I think the real big number one recommendation, and Trump and I have talked about this, to treat the country the way you would treat a corporation. Treat the Oval Office as if it were a boardroom. Get rid of the people who aren't performing. Keep the ones who are, and really, really cut down. I mean, think about this for one second. Have you ever heard of a president saying, how much does this cost? Really, I can get this cheaper. And that's what Trump did from the first day in office when he said,
phenomenal.
I'm not going to spend $4 billion on Air Force One and Two. We're going to cut the price down. I mean, no one's ever done that before. So I think he's the right guy to do it.
And it's a constant battle, Eric, between academia and the business world. It's been going on since the feudal system. We've been in it. We're going to continue to be in it. In a day where politics is different, where it's not so much based on ideology. I mean, Obama was a true ideologue. Hillary was no ideologue. It's based upon nationalism and populism. He understands this. He understands how the people think. There's nobody who can curb this idiotic behavior of tweeting. He's 71. It's who he is. It's not going to stop. You know what I say to people? Look at all the accomplishments. I don't have time to mention them now, nor do you. A whole list of amazing accomplishments. Accept them. Let's do what's best for the country. Is there any solution to get this guy to change?
Yeah, well, I don't want him to change. Look at the stock market. Look at the housing market. Look at the labor market.
Yeah, I always say in conclusion, by the way, how are you doing in the stock market if you're one of those 53%? And then they shut up. There's nothing for them to say.
Exactly.
You've got about 20 or 30 seconds. Just a closing remark, because I've got 3 hours of conversation, so let's do this. Give me a 20-second conclusion.
The 20-second conclusion, here we go. So, Stu, look at it this way. The Republic's been around for 240-some odd years. It's been a swamp. It's been deeper and deeper.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is Chicken Soup for Your Business Soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go.
All right, we return, and this is a mighty big day. And if you're a psychoanalyst or want to be a make-believe psychoanalyst, you know, I saw yesterday with my wife, Showboat, only make-believe. Oh, I can't sing. Can't do that. I'd kill the show completely. Think about how this meeting is going to go. I mean, this is a real chess game. It's like Bobby Fischer and, I forget the Russians, Nick Kasparov. This is really going to be something. And the question in my mind is how far Trump will go in criticizing Putin. Putin is he's on equal footing, I'll tell you that. And guess what? Putin's a lot richer. Funny when you talk about how Trump didn't make his money, honestly. Really? Did what he had to do in business. The difference between Putin and Trump, but they're both nationalists. And it's going to be kind of a, you know, I was going to say KGB, cagey conversation, get it? Trump, I think, will put his foot forward when he has to. I mean, he delivered a stirring speech in Poland, and some of it was critical of Russia. But I think Putin's too smart to let that sway what they're going to talk about, because each one needs bargaining chips for the other. Remember the reset button? That could be an issue here, the one that Hillary and Obama just ruined as far as defense systems for Poland and other surrounding countries. I mean, you want to talk about dismal failure. Talk about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Now, this guy, Putin, is a master of manipulation. My prediction is he's going to be very, if not accommodating, because accommodating to me means I'll give up my position and I'll give up my on this and I'll give up my position on that. But he's going to be very charming and very personable. But unlike George Bush, W. Bush said in one of the classic idiotic statements, we all, trust me, we all make them. Look into his eyes and I see the soul of a dedicated man. I made a mistake here yesterday, which leads me to just mention less lethal products, less lethal weapons, the company. I gave the stock symbol. I gave it incorrectly. It's LLLI. LLLI, if you want to check it up. It's on the OTC. Sorry about that. I did want to get that in today's show. So we've got a lot of real issues going on here. As Trump travels the world, obviously there isn't all that much love between Trump and Angela Merkel, who just has ruined Germany by opening the floodgates for illegal immigrants. To me, that's a capital crime. You know, there are some things and mistakes people make in life every day, and there are some that they make in politics. And, you know, you made a mistake. I mean, I just made a mistake on giving the symbol of that company yesterday. And then there are others that are almost unforgivable. And Hillary Clinton, who had plans to bring in 5,000 illegals. Notice how the far left refers to them as immigrants. They conveniently leave out illegal immigrants. And that, folks, is fundamentally the difference. So Trump is going to go into Russia, and obviously what he is going to try to do, and by the way, has anybody noticed two things? I'll say this every day. The stock market, forget yesterday's drop. The stock market and the fact that every day you watch the national news and it must kill them, that ISIS is being defeated in Mosul. Its forces are being shrinked. Its bankroll has been greatly reduced. Its money raising, they've resorted to using more and more women as suicide bombers. This JV team is finally being attacked. It's being done quietly, just like reduction at the border of 70% of illegals coming in here. I mean, I could go on and on. I do every day. But I don't want to sound repetitive to a lot of people by doing that. Trump is doing, by and large, a fantastic job. And the question is, what will be the response? What will be the response of the people after his European trip? Undoubtedly, in the far left, there will be criticism. And we're all going to have to wait because that meeting today will be a critical one. And to be a fly on the wall in that meeting would be something. So let's hope that Trump emerges there unscathed. And, you know, I'm trying to just give the worst-case scenario. I hope that's the worst-case scenario. And let's hope something happens on a better front. You know, his attitude is great in handling it with China. You know, he asked for China to help. They didn't help, so be it. China's not going to help the U.S. Russia's not going to help the U.S. So a lot of people ask the question, if that's not going to happen, why do we sit down and have these meetings? Because nothing will happen, or something detrimental or something bad will happen, if you don't sit down and have these meetings, just like these meetings here on Obamacare, and on and on and on. I mentioned to Eric that before the show we had a nice little chat that my differences with him and Obamacare, you got to repeal and replace immediately. There is no partial salvation except on the issue of covering preconditions. I mean, that's the big one. I want to see everybody insured. I don't have the answers, not having gone through the bill. So we're still hammering out that. We've still got to get going and get these tax cuts along with government cuts for businesses. I don't know whether they're going to get it down to 15 or 18%. We've got to continue to get this economy stimulated because it doesn't take much for the market to go down. You know, everything goes down fast. It doesn't go up as fast as it goes down, or at least it seems that way. So we must really adhere to that. I will be eager to address you here on Monday morning about the meeting with Vladimir Putin. How much will be released in terms of information? I'm not sure. We've only got a minute. So let me touch on another headline or two here. Bob Mueller, you know, the one who's come in here to investigate the collaboration issue with Trump and the allegations that Trump is making against James Comey. Well, he's already got the top Democrat lawyers, and now he hired a minimum of 7 Democratic donors for a probe. You want to call this neutral, non-biased? It's disgraceful. And nobody's going to do anything about it. I'm not optimistic about the way this is going to turn out. Everybody's worshiping Mueller like they did. The same way they did when Comey was in. I don't trust any of these people. I trust you, though, my listening audience. We're coming back. This is Steve Taylor.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor. Love being on his show.
All right, we're back. We're waiting to hear from weekly guest Alex Wilson, Chief Executive Officer of Precious Timber. The website is precioustimber.com. And I'll give the disclaimer now before Alex comes on. He's not an investment advisor, and he's not giving any investment advice. It's not a specific offering, an offer to sell securities, or an invitation for office to purchase securities. Securities may only be sold by exemption or registration. He'll be joining us in a little bit to talk about timber, coconuts, and coffee beans. So while we're doing that, let's continue here on some of the international issues here, and maybe it'll be like as John Cameron Swayze used to say, hopscotching around the world for highlights and the headlines. So just some of the news out there. Rick Perry, you know, he will slip up now and then. I don't think he's got the highest IQ, but you know, I really like Rick Perry. He got mocked for flubbing supply and demand, but you know, we all make mistakes, and when a Democrat makes a mistake like Barack Obama talking about 57 states in the United States, nobody responds. You can't even make a joke out of it. Women's March co-chair calls for jihad against Trump. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine what's happening in our very own country and the freedom of speech, our First Amendment, our Second Amendment? You could go up and down the line. They're all looking to be squashed. And yet, those disgusting progressives led by Chuck Schumer come out and talk about how we are violating the, those on the right, are violating the Constitution. It's hypocritical. When does it get embarrassing to the point that people rise up and say, you know, I'm going to cut out my sponsorship to your newspaper, to your TV show? You only hear about it with Bill O'Reilly. And remember, you're innocent until proven guilty. I'm not casting an opinion. I mean, as I say, it looks ominous. But O'Reilly was forced off the air. It was bad news for everyone. That's just one less voice of reason to keep people informed. If they can get Sean Hannity off the air, it'll be another major voice espousing on the principles of this country. What is your opinion? I want you to email me at stu@stutaylor.com and tell me after today what your opinion of this trip by Trump is and whether you think it's been a successful one abroad. I think so far it's been fine. Krauthammer calls it the best speech ever. I'm not sure I'm going to go that far. I didn't get that impression. But in terms of who wrote the copy, listen, it was well written. You know, Trump didn't write it, but he's really done well sticking to a teleprompter and reading it from a teleprompter. He's learned. It's one thing about Trump having been in a sense a different world. He's really learning the game. He could stop the tweeting and the occasional lies. And I'm not on here to tell you that this guy is perfect. But I am on here to tell you that what he's doing is pretty darn good. Uh, David Ignatius. I actually like David Ignatius. He's a correspondent and a writer. And he is wondering if Trump is going to dampen any fires at the G20 summit. I don't know. I doubt it. I think he'll be restrained. I think he realizes the importance of this. And he doesn't want to create news that would be destructive to the interests of the United States. He'd rather create news with his tweets at home here that are personal and really should stop. And by the way, the Trump entourage couldn't find the Hamburg Hotel for the summit. Just a little bit funny. And there's Lindsey Graham behind the scenes. Remember, I told you I'm just giving you kind of a summary of what's going on everywhere. Lindsey Graham is demanding the DNC server hacking report. We're not going to get anything that's on the Democrats. Absolutely nothing. Criticism has come out in the past day or two about many of the Democrats being involved in, let's just say, tainted activities regarding the DNC. And John Podesta certainly is at the top of the list. It's almost unimaginable to think what Podesta has done. Schiff. Trying to think of his first name. I know him. He's a great economist. Peter Schiff said, it's disturbing to hear Trump doubt Russian hacking. Well, Peter, if you listen very carefully, the only doubt that he has is based upon whether there were other people doing it or not. He's almost embarrassingly changed position by saying, yeah, Russia hacked and so did a lot of other people. And I wonder what the psychological effect is on this meeting coming up right now and whether it will whether it will have any effect on what he said. No, I just got an email here. Sorry that we're going to reschedule for a long interview with Eric Bowling. It was very nice, very complimentary. Really enjoyed the interview. Let's do it for a longer period of time. I just wanted to interject here. I've got a screen in front of me. So the question is, and this is what I think will happen, and I don't know to what degree, but I think Putin is going to play to Trump's ego. And, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that the weakest part of Donald Trump's behavioral psyche is his ego. I mean, you can't camouflage it. You can't do it. I would like to see someone, I wouldn't ask him, but I'd like to see someone ask him the question, why are you kind of botching things up and opening yourself up for problems by continuing to be a blowhard and bragging about your ego? Are you insecure? Folks, I'm going to tell you, if I ask them that question, and I haven't had interview number one, but I will be talking with Hope Hicks, that's a question I wouldn't ask, because you have to use discretionary power here in terms of really how far you go. And I don't intend to go that far. So we've got a very active day today. Stock market was down yesterday. Futures down again. I can't possibly predict the prognosis for the future and where we're going, except to say that I always have this state of uneasiness because there's so much volatility in the market that it can change at the drop of a dime. And you know what the greatest criticism of the market is, or its greatest weakness? Uncertainty. Uncertainty creates problems and investors selling off. Now, I'm not looking at that because I think the economy is too strong. But I think we have to keep one eye on that. It may be a case, and you can listen to Barry Armstrong and the other great analysts on this network. And I'll only say perhaps when you sell, when you buy and your stock goes up X amount, sell. Sell a certain amount of it and keep the rest, keep the profit, or adapt to income averaging. And I think there's, you know, that's probably two pieces of advice I shouldn't even be given on the air. I'm not a financial planner, and as Jackie Mason would say, it's not my field. It's not my job. So we're going to have one more segment coming up here, and I'm hopeful that our regular guest, Alex Wilson, who's based in Nicaragua with the company Precious Timber, that's PreciousTimber.com, and will be able to join us in our final segment. If not, we'll just continue to roll along. This is Stu Taylor. You can call us here at 888-205-2263.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, author of 10 New York Times bestsellers, most recently Never Talk to a Liberal Over 3, and I just finished a great interview with Stu Taylor.
All right, I think we're going to have to reschedule Alex Wilson down there in Nicaragua. I probably had a connection problem down there. We're unable to reach him, and he's a reliable guy. He comes on this show frequently. So it's just one of those things, and my apologies, but we will reschedule him next week. Now, once again, in defense of Donald Trump, I certainly give my criticism of Donald Trump. I just want to demonstrate why those people who were so interested in serving their constituency and getting reelected don't care about the critical issues on the table. They just don't. I mean, it's a fact. I think with the critical situation we're in today, I find it nothing short of appalling, that these people are taking their recess. I mean, you've got $176,000 as a base with perks. You don't have to have Obamacare. You've got so many benefits, speaking engagements. You know, that $176,000 is rather deceptive. I printed out a list, I probably have it somewhere, of all of the millionaires who are in Congress. Most of them are. And most of them have taken huge advantage of these opportunities. And most of them don't perform up to their capabilities like Paul Ryan. Once again, it's an unfortunate circumstance that we really have to deal with. And I think Trump is up against the basic libido of people in government who aren't going to change to please him and aren't going to be intimidated. This isn't like running a private business. You know, you're fired. It is in certain cabinet positions. But I can tell you from what I've heard, there are a number of people who wouldn't be upset if they were fired, because for many of them, working under Trump has been a difficult thing. And it's simply a matter of personality and style. You know, people say, well, look what he did to all of those people in business and all of those bankruptcies. Folks, I'm not a billionaire, but I can tell you from my knowledge of business and the associations that I've had, we're often forced into situations where we have to make choices. Fortunately, I haven't been, or at least I have been by making bad purchases when I was in another business and fulfilled my obligation as I swallowed to keep my reputation and do what I thought was right. I can't comment on Trump's transactions. Yeah, you hear that he stiffed this company and he stiffed that company and he didn't pay this one and that one. These are innuendo. The only thing I can tell you is that a lot of this, if it were factual, would have come to the surface. Because you've got bloodhounds out there. People who would do anything as bounty hunters to figure out how to do in Trump. They spent years doing the same with Mitt Romney. But you know what the problem is? All you had to do was get Mitt Romney on the one statement about the 47% who weren't going to vote for him anyway in a meeting raising money. That was just not smart of Romney, and they took that and they twisted it into a campaign issue, and it was extremely effective. They're doing everything with Trump, except Trump is a different animal than Mitt Romney. And Trump is going to find a way to offset it and go head-to-head. You know, part of it is most of us like to avoid confrontation. We do. I'll be very honest with you, except in a political argument, I really choose to avoid confrontation. I'm just looking for a relaxing life. Let me live quietly. You come on this show, all rules change because this is what I do. Trump loves confrontation. He seeks it. I think he's obsessed with it. And if it's not there, he'll create a way to have it there. So as I said to Eric Bowling in our interview earlier, and Eric agrees. I mean, he's got a friendship with, he's one of millions, but he's got a friendship with Trump. You've got to let it be because the option is impeaching Trump, forcing him out of office, having the stock market drop, killing the spirit of middle America and the hopes that a lot of them are being realized right now. How can someone be so despotical to do it? Sit around. Have your plans for 2020 and come forth with your best candidate. I'm going to tell you, your candidate is not Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. I only hope one of them is. You've got to look at, again, I'm saying it over and over, and I'm being so repeating myself so much. You have got to absolutely got to follow the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, understand what this country is about, and support Donald Trump. How many times do you turn on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, MSNBC, and CNN, and hear about the wonderful job Trump is doing reducing illegal immigrants coming across the border? As a matter of fact, a lot of them are going back. And I'll tell you, I only do this because I have to do it. And one of the things that you have to realize is the Trump presidency is not only far better than the alternatives. Being an entrepreneur and a businessman, I understand where he's coming from. You've got to support this man because he's doing what's in the best interest of this country. And he honestly, honest to goodness, like it or not, was our last best hope in this election. And we got him in. Having said that, I leave on an optimistic note. I wish good luck on the G20 summit. I want to thank you all for listening. This is Sue Taylor.
The opinion. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.